AP News, I'm high up in 20. U.S. drivers are voicing concern as the average cost of a gallon of gas hits the highest level in nearly 4 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
AAA says a gallon now costs, on average, $4.02, roughly a buck more than before the Iran war started. At the pump in Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's a lot. That's going to hit people's pockets hard, especially if they're traveling for work. Again, I work from home and it's hitting me.
Leah Dollard feels the pain of those who have to drive, like Curtis Davis, a DoorDash delivery man in Indianapolis.
The majority of the money I make doing that, I have to put it back in my car.
In her car nearby, Amber Davis says it's just ridiculous.
It's just out of control. We're not going to be able to take care of our families in a minute.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP correspondent John Gambro reports President Trump exhorts nations to go get the oil they need.
Go get your own oil. Those are the words of U.S. President Donald Trump today as anger grows across some countries over the continued chokehold that Iran maintains on the Strait of Hormuz. That chokehold has disrupted the flow of about 20% of all natural gas and crude oil traded during peacetime.
AP correspondent Julia Franco reports Israeli lawmakers are targeting Palestinian attackers.
Israel's parliament has passed a bill approving the death penalty for Palestinians convicted of nationalistic murder. This represents the culmination of a years-long push by Israel's far right to escalate punishments for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis. This is a law that rights groups, Israeli and Palestinian, have denounced as draconian and unethical. It's also yielded condemnation from foreign ministers of European countries and Australia who say the language of the bill is de facto discriminatory.
This is AP News. A top safety official says driver-assisted vehicles don't necessarily mean better safety.
The head of the National Transportation Safety Board, Jennifer Homendy, says that systems that allow drivers to take their hands off the wheel are convenient, but do not improve safety because people who use them often pay less attention to the road. At an NTSB hearing on two fatal crashes into stationary vehicles involving Ford's Blue Cruise system, members say they are concerned that drivers who were under the influence of drugs or alcohol seem to believe that using a driver assistance system can help them drive while impaired. Concerns were raised that some of these systems have a hard time detecting stationary objects or vehicles on the road. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge ordered the Trump administration to suspend its construction of a $400 million ballroom where it demolished the east wing of the White House, barring construction work from proceeding without congressional approval. I'm Haya Panjwani.